In the meantime, we're going to head out to the Metro PCS hotline, catch up with Jimmy Cephalo, radio voice of the Miami Dolphins. Jimmy, hope you had a nice holiday weekend. Thanks for joining us. How you doing?
Real well, Greg. Nice talking to you, John and Sam, all three of you.
Yeah, good to have you on here. And, Jimmy, we'll start with the unfortunate, disappointing news that broke over the weekend. Deion Jordan suspended for the first four games of 2014 for violating the NFL's policy on performance-enhancing substances. What was your reaction when you heard that news entering the holiday weekend?
I think the same as every Dolphin fan. Disappointment, great disappointment. I don't know what he was thinking. When you take a look at this young guy, I understand he's trying to make himself better. He wanted to get better after last year, the injury, coming over injury, and you don't know what all this, I'm not even sure what pharmaceuticals are these days when it comes to this. Don't know if you know what he's accused of taking, except that you've got to be awfully careful when you're playing in the NFL or any professional sport these days. And to get off to a slow start, just look at it any way you want. It'll be another slow start for Deion Jordan. It's certainly a disappointment.
Yes, the other disappointing news that's emerged this offseason, Mike Pouncey's injury is going to be out for at least 3 months. We're not sure exactly when he'll be back. Also not sure who's going to replace him, but Jimmy, knowing that you've got all of training camp to get somebody ready to go, is that enough time to build kind of cohesiveness and chemistry on that offensive line in front of Ryan Tannehill?
Yeah, that's tough to do. You're going to have to find a way to do it. I mean, any other position is probably a little bit easier, but the center spot, making so many calls, making so many decisions, and he had Pouncey, you know, the guy who was a leader in that group. That's a tough one to replace for the first few weeks of the season. I'd be surprised if they didn't bring in another veteran, some other veteran to be able to try and help at that spot, because you need a few bodies to see which is going to work with the cohesiveness of that unit, especially when you've got so many other young people coming in. And Albert, too, you know, here's a new guy coming off the street in a brand-new system, a brand new uniform, and so that's the coaching is going to be vital in that sense, because you've got to be able to take a group and not just get them to know what they're doing, but how they're doing it, and it's the biggest ballet that we've got on the football field is the offensive lineman, and it's led by a center. So I wouldn't be surprised if yet another veteran center comes in here to try and help that out.
Jimmy, I agree with you because, you know, you're talking about the quarterback of the offensive line, and that's the most important position that you can have up there, and the guy that's communicating. I wanted to talk to you, maybe get your opinion about, do you think that with five new faces and new bodies on that offensive line that it will hold back a little bit what Bill Lazor is trying to do offensively in terms of implementation of the offense in routes and in running schemes and different things the offensive line can do? Or do you think it's maybe an advantage? Everybody's starting fresh. You had to change up the five that were there last year. Do you think it might work itself out to be an advantage?
Well, John, I don't think there's any doubt at the end of last year that Dolphins had no choice but to alter their play calling based on what their offensive line was doing. With 58 sacks allowed, were you really going to put Tannehill in a 7-step drop and make him get mad? No, you're not. So you said, all right, that's out. We can't do that. We're going to get the poor guy killed at this stage. And so I think it will impact play calling. It's got to impact it. You know, they'll do different things with Pouncey than they would with whoever winds up playing that spot, whether it's Sam Brenner or whoever it might be. You're going to do different things. He's a veteran who's been to the Pro Bowl. He knows what he's doing. And the captain of your offensive line has got to be able to make some decisions on his own, and he does. Without that, I think you have to decide that you're probably not going to throw as many of those 7-step drops as you would. There may be some other things in the running game, depending on how things work out with No'Shawn and those kinds of things, because of his blocking ability, that you might be able to utilize, but you might still curtail them if that offensive line doesn't show cohesiveness in the first 4 weeks.
Jimmy, and you took some of the things that I wanted to talk about where you talk about the running game and getting No'Shawn Moreno, even though he had a surgery this offseason, trying to get him back healthy and ready to go. When you look at this roster right now, there's a lot of competition from the wide receiver position to the defensive back, secondary position, offensive lineman, definitely, but that running back, we were hit so hard last year, 3rd-and-1, 4th-and-1 situations that we had an opportunity to move the chains and wasn't able to get over that hump. What are you looking for from that running back position? Because that group is the real group that's going to take a lot of that pressure off of Ryan Tannehill.
Well, that's I think the biggest concern. What do you do on third and fourth and one? Were there enough upgrades to get you a third and one or a fourth and one? Is Sean Marino that kind of a short yardage back to get it for you? I never thought of him that way, but I look at his numbers and say, yeah, he can be that guy. But Sam, boy, you put your finger right on it. One of the biggest worries last year, the biggest issues last year, wasn't just the sacks. It was the inability to convert on third and short and fourth and short. And if you can't do that in the league, if you can't get 6 inches or 8 inches or 10 inches on a key third and fourth down circumstance, you can't win in the National Football League. So one of the early things I want to see in this season is that ability to convert. And who is it going to be? I'm not sure. But it does also lend it back to our previous discussion about Mike Pouncey. That center spot is vital in third and fourth and one, isn't it? In a couple of ways. And it's not just getting off the ball. It's also managing the ball, squeezing the tip of the football, trying to get somebody to jump off sides, having that kind of a veteran presence there on a short third and short and fourth and short. So, you know, those are the concerns I've got offensively for this football team.
Jimmy Cephalo, Dolphins radio voice, joining us here on the Finsiders on the Metro PCS hotline. And Jimmy, John mentioned Bill Lazor's offense. When you take a look at some of the waves that have been made, Mike Wallace and a lot of the other wide receivers have raved about the fact they're moving around in the formation. They're not standing still or lining up in the same positions. As a former wide receiver yourself, do you like this strategy that's being employed by Bill Lazor?
Yeah, I always like especially movement. Like, you know, when you get somebody like Mike Wallace, he's going to be double-teamed periodically. You know that. And when you go in motion as a wide receiver, and he didn't last year. He was simply as a wide receiver as opposed to a flanker. When you go in motion as a receiver, the first thing you do is look to see if anybody's following you. If they're following you, you got man coverage. If they're not following you, you got zone coverage. And it's so beneficial to know what you've got before the snap of the football if you're a wide receiver in determining how you're going to set up a route. That's why I think all wide receivers should play that flanker spot periodically during a game to be able to get some movement and to be able to better identify a defense. It helps the quarterback, John, does it not, as soon as somebody's in motion?
I think that's one of the biggest keys, Jimmy, and I think that's what I like the most about this the new offense. It really gives you a lot of stuff, and that's why I was so worried about the center position, because not only does the quarterback need to orchestrate everything in the huddle, but the center kind of dictates that. He's the partner of the quarterback. That's what worries me a little bit.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. That's disconcerting. And when you look at Deion Jordan, you can replace Deion. You don't want to, but you've got so much depth there at the defensive line position that you can get through. The disappointment there is that a good young player with great potential is not going to realize it in the beginning of the season. Will he do it later? Let's hope. That's the disappointment. But when you look at the Mike Pouncey circumstance, certainly the two biggest issues of the past 2 months of this offseason were those. With Pouncey, you know, it's just the way the league works, the injury factor. But that's something that's more mechanical in nature and a tougher spot to fill.
Jimmy, and finally, to kind of follow up on that, and you've already talked at length about what Mike Pouncey means to the offensive line. Do your expectations change at all for Ryan Tannehill, knowing that he's not going to have Pouncey there for at least part of the season?
Well, yeah, a little, I guess. I mean, look, it's the balance has got to be there. They've got to be able to run the football better, right? They've got to be able to do that. And Marino is the new addition with carrying the load there and also blocking on third down, because that's an important part of it. But I think Tannehill's he's got the ability. He's smart enough. He's got the mobility. He's got a strong arm. Those aren't the issues. I'm not worried about Tannehill, but the intangible element that surrounds him I am worried about. Can they establish enough of a balance in a running game to be able to take pressure off him when he is going to throw the football? Can they block for him? Can they give him third down protections? Can they convert on third and one and fourth and one to allow him to establish long-term drives? But as far as his abilities are concerned, I'm not concerned about that, but I am concerned about the surrounding elements that can prevent him from realizing his abilities.
Jimmy, as always, appreciate you joining us here on the Finsiders. Hopefully next time we catch up, we've got some more positive things to talk about, especially with training camp right around the corner. Good catching up, Jimmy.
Yeah, you too. Positive, you're right. The season's starting. That's the greatest part about this whole deal. Can't wait.
All right, Jimmy. Good catching up with you. Radio voice of the Miami Dolphins.